This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening, you are listening to Love Sport London and me, Matt Beadle, with you for another half an hour. It is our Monday night fan show special and picking up the rear is Luton Town. No pun intended there, by the way. They are, of course, propping up the rest of the championship table at the moment. But hopefully, listen, things are going to get better and they're going to get better right now because we've got freelance journo and big Mad Hatter, huge Luton Town fan, Matt Story on the line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
Mate, great to have you on the line. A Love Sport favourite, of course. Luton Town, I guess we're just going to get straight into it, mate. A free weekend, 9 days off for the lads. A time to recuperate, I suppose. Of course, not nine days off completely. They've been in training. But I guess a time for a bit of reflection.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be honest, I hope that Graham Jones did give them kind of 2, 3, 4 days off because I think they needed it after Christmas. Just to go away, recharge and get away from football for a bit. Because obviously results have been bad and it's been a pretty tough Christmas. What is it? 1 win in 8 now, 1 win in 9. So yeah, I hope they did have a break actually. And I certainly know that I enjoyed having a weekend where I kind of went to work this morning and I wasn't disappointed that Luton had lost. You could look back on a weekend and think, well, the worst thing that happened was Stoke winning, but there's nothing we can do about that, is there?
There absolutely is not, mate. You simply have to control your own destiny, don't you? And like you said, yeah, 8, no win, 7 defeats in that time too. Just that 1-3-all draw with Fulham on Boxing Day to contend with. You yourself, Matt, it's first time really that we've had you on the Luton Town fan show. Let's just, I guess, give a bit of reflection on the campaign so far. Of course, started with another thrilling 3-3 draw on the opening day of the season, beamed all over those Sky Sports cameras against Middlesbrough. Since then, it's been something of a mixed bag towards the more negative sense, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, it has. I think it started pretty positively when you think we won 2 of our first 5 and looked like we were competing and we were scoring goals. And when we did lose, it was by one result. And I guess I think the biggest disappointment is I think we're a worse side now than we were in October, and injuries don't help with that. But at times it's just felt, certainly in away games, when we've gone behind, there's been no confidence, there's been no real attempt to get back into the games, which is frustrating. But I think we also have to be realistic and acknowledge that every single Luton fan said they'd have taken 21st at the start of this season, and that was always going to entail a lot of defeats. That was always going to entail a lot more struggle than, frankly, we've been used to in 10 years. Because when we're in the conference, we're competing every year. We've competed every year in League 2. We've gone straight through League 1. As a fan base, we're not used to losing. And I think that has taken some adjustment, even if you never want to accept losing. But yeah, it has been tough. It has been a tough season. And I think the players and the fans have found out just what gap there is between League One and the Championship. And I do think it is the biggest gap between leagues, certainly the top 5 leagues. We've seen Conference to League Two, there's not a big gap. League Two to League One, there's really not a big gap. And I don't think the gap between the Championship and the Premier League is as big as League One and the Championship. And the proof is in teams going up and down all the time, like Barnsley have previously, like Rotherham have previously. And like it looks like ourselves, Barnsley, and maybe even Charlton will this year.
And speaking of gaps, Matt, I hate to do a segue such as that, but it is 8 points now adrift of that safety zone. I'm not going to put you on the spot straight away, but I guess your hopes and your realistic belief that Luton and Graham Jones can get themselves out of trouble, what do you think?
As a fan, yeah, you always think you can do it, but realistically, it's going to be a struggle. The one thing that we have in our favour is I don't think our home fixtures for the rest of the year are particularly difficult. Aside from Brentford coming to Kenilworth Road, we don't really welcome any of the promotion contenders. We've still got to host Barnsley. We still have to play Stoke. The way I've looked at it, certainly, whilst trying to be positive since we lost to Forest, is I think if we can get to the international break, which is March, and be 5 or 6 points off safety. Our final 6 games are Barnsley at home, Reading at home. I think we go away to Hull and Huddersfield, and then Blackburn and QPR are the other 2 home games. And they are all winnable games. But it's just whether we can get to the international break only 5 or 6 points off safety. And you have to say, on performances and everything we've seen since the start of November, would suggest not. So no, I'm not confident. But you never know. And if we have a good last 3 or 4 days of the window and maybe pick up a positive result against Derby, then belief will come back and hopefully there will be fight from the players and the fans and we can have something of a great escape, because it would be fun.
Yeah, indeed it would. Of course, Derby up tomorrow. Before we get on to that one, we do have just a few days, Matt, left of the transfer window. And I've bleated on about the January window over and over and over on this station over the course of the past few weeks or so. I can't stand it. I think it's ridiculous. I think you see a whole load of panic buyers. That's no new argument at all. It's been difficult for Graham Jones, really, this month. We've seen Peter Kyoso come in from Hartlepool United this week. But in terms of other signings, he's saying, you know, we're looking all over the place. We've identified a few players in League One, too. Can you see anything happening before the window shuts?
I would be astonished if we didn't bring in at least another player, whether that be on loan, whether that be a permanent signing from further down. I think it happened at the end of the summer window when James Bree, Luke Bolton, Izzy Brown all came on loan really late in the window. And I think that may have been a case of we wanted to get permanent deals over the line, certainly in the fullback areas with Bree and Bolton, and they didn't happen. So I could see that happening again in the last couple of days. And it's interesting that Jones has harped on about wanting championship experience. That's what he said, and he's said it numerous times. I know in his press conference today, he turned around and said, oh, we're looking everywhere now. And that's what Luton Town should have been doing anyway. Luton Town shouldn't be looking necessarily for championship experience. That's what we did in the summer. And frankly, 1, 2 of the signings from the summer have worked, whether that be injuries have stopped them, whether that be the players haven't been good enough. And that was his big mantra in the summer, championship experience. And I remember saying in the summer, Luton Town in the last few years has mainly been built on buying young, hungry players with a point to prove. And we seem to go away from that to signing players like Ryan Tunnicliffe, who's been around for a long time in the championship without ever lighting it up. Someone like Martin Craney, who hasn't played a lot of football and has been injured all year. Callum O'Brien has been injured. Whereas I want us to sign young players. I want us to sign players like Peter Kyoso, who have come from below, are hungry and have a point to prove. So I hope that's what we've been looking for all window, rather than just changing our mind in the last week. But I think we will bring players in, whether it's 1 or 2. We desperately need another fullback for the left, because Dan Potts and James Bree have played. They haven't been good enough. James Collins is absolutely crying out for help up front. I think he's played, I think I worked it out today, that he's missed about 80 minutes of league football all season, as well as going away with Ireland for international breaks. And you've really been able to tell in the last month that he's tiring. So he needs support. And we need a centre-back, really, with the goals we've conceded. And if we don't get a couple of bodies in, I really can't see us staying up. And that hurts as a fan to say. It's not something you usually say in January, is it?
It absolutely isn't. No, and a couple of names that you mentioned there, Matt, Izzy Brown, Callum McManaman, Martin Craney, all coming back potentially from injury, all potentially available tomorrow against Derby. And Izzy Brown, Graham Jones has come out, hasn't he, this week and kind of bitten back, which he tends to do, to be fair. I quite like that about him, to be fair. He goes out there, doesn't he, and kind of hits back at journalists. And he says, you know, I got slaughtered for saying that we need Izzy to stay fit in order to stay in the Championship. Is a fact. That's not me saying it. It's now a fact. Izzy Brown, are Luton a different player with Izzy Brown in the side? This is a player who's had a torrid time with injuries over the course of the past 18 months or so. But he is a player as well that Jose Mourinho, I remember it way back when he said, you know, it's me to blame if the likes of Izzy Brown doesn't make it into the England squad. He could be back tomorrow. Do you think he is that pivotal for Luton Town, like Graham Jones says?
Yeah, he absolutely is that pivotal. It's shown when he's been injured, we're not the same side. He's the most creative force. He makes the most chances per 90 minutes. He makes a chance every 21 minutes, is it?
It is, yeah. Incredible stat, that number one.
Yeah, which is the most in the league. In fact, Izzy Brown was the kind of jaw-dropping signing that we made in the summer to me. He was the signing that we made. You thought, phew, we are back and we have a chance. So him getting injured wasn't ideal. And I think... Well, I certainly didn't think Graham Jones was being ridiculous when he said we need Izzy Brown if we want to stay in the Championship. But I think actually what angered Luton fans more and why he did get, as he says, slaughtered, which he did on social media, there's no denying it, was just the way it kind of looks to other players. And I know he will say I wanted to use that to motivate them, but one of my biggest criticisms of Graham Jones would be that in the press, he has... been critical of the squad in terms of the quality so many times, and they're clearly not responding to it, and yet he's carried it on saying we desperately need new bodies, this squad's not good enough at the minute and stuff, and that's even though he made 8 or 9 signings in the summer. I think he got slaughtered more for saying it and being so vocal about it rather than actually thinking it, because any Luton fan worth their salt knows just how important Izzy Brown is. And the other thing I'd say there is, I think someone put to Jones, because Izzy Brown got injured when we were 5-0 down at Brentford, and that away end at half time, everyone was saying, take him off, take Izzy Brown off, it's our third game in a week, he's got a history of injuries, just take him off. And Jones didn't take him off, and he said today, oh, that's easy to say with hindsight. The fact of the matter is, the majority of fans didn't say that with hindsight. The majority of fans said that 10 minutes before he got injured. So Graham Jones doesn't, I mean, it makes for good quotes when he bites back. I'm not sure it necessarily goes down well with the fans or is what is needed at the minute, given where his stock is amongst kind of the Kenilworth Road faithful.
That is Matt Story there, freelance journalist and big Luton Town fan. This is the Luton Town Fan Show here on Loveport. Of course, Derby travelling to Kenilworth Road tomorrow. Then it is a trip to the Hawthorns on Saturday. We're going to be getting into that next on the Luton Town Fan Show here on Loveport.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
It's the Luton Town Fan Show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle, with you for another 15 minutes or so here on Love Sport London. We've got Matt Story, freelance journo and big Luton Town fan, joining us in a moment or two as well. We've got James Cunliffe from thelutonian.com. But of course, Derby do travel to Kenilworth Road tomorrow. Wayne Rooney and all. And of course, on Love Sport National at the moment, Charlie Hawkins is speaking to various other fans on our national fan shows. One of those earlier on this evening was Simon Long of Rams Writer, and he believes that the Rams can go to Kenilworth Road, and he likes to think that they'll definitely get those 3 points.
Yeah, well, you'd expect to go there and get and fully get 3 points, and we've got to, you know, we've got to carry on this run. You know, we've got to get rid of these away day blues, and we've got to go there. You know, Luton are struggling. You know, they're probably favourites to go down, get back relegated again now. You know, so we can't show up and be like we were against Northampton. We've got to show up like we were against Hull, against Charlton, against Barnsley. Those teams that on paper you'd expect to beat. But I know this is away, so it's a different kettle of fish. But we've got to go for it, I think. So Cocu's got a formation for home and formation for away, and tactics for home and away. Just go out and play football. Just go and attack Luton. you know, because they're fighting, they're scrapping. You know, when you come up against a team that's fighting and scrapping, you've got to dominate them and you've got to win the little battles and get on top. And you've got to get on top early. You know, we cannot allow them to get off the front foot quickly and get at us. So we need to be on our game, as always. You know, so it's got to be one of them that we've got to go there with a winning mentality.
That was Simon Long there from Rams Writer speaking on the Derby County fan show here on Love Sport. You can catch all the fan shows on Love Sport with Charlie Hawkins. Right now, I believe he's speaking to the guys from Bournemouth. But stick here with us on Love Sport London for the Luton Town fan show. Matt, I'm just going to bring you in there. He believes that it's a place where Derby can go and get 3 points. But he's also wary that if you let Luton in the game, it could cause them problems.
Yeah, I mean, Derby's away record is almost as bad as ours, isn't it? The only game they've won was the first game of the season against Huddersfield. So while they're looking at it saying, this has to be the game we win, Luton are looking at it going, well, if we can't beat these at the minute, when are we going to get a win? And I'm not convinced that Derby playing Friday night and only drawing at Northampton is the best news for us, because you suspect Philip Cocu would have really got into them after that, and they'll be desperate to put a response in and to put performance in. But it is a big game for Luton, because you look at where Derby are and the threat of points deductions, beating them and seeing if you never know they get dragged into it. We don't want to give them points. And actually, when we played at Derby earlier in the season, were it not for Simon Sluger having a Simon Sluger sort of game and two absolute howlers, there was nothing in the game. At 1-0, James Collins missed an open goal, and that was probably the away performance I look at from certainly this losing run, which was the best of the lot. So from what I've seen from Derby, they are nothing special. I haven't seen them as much since Wayne Rooney started playing for them. But if we are going to stay in this league, we simply cannot afford to lose tomorrow night or lose games such as tomorrow night against the team in the bottom half who have struggled away from home all year. Graham Jones spoke about pinpointing certain games, and this, on 9-day break, has to be one of those games that we look to win. So I think both sets of fans will kind of look at each other's record and think, this is the night for 3 points.
Yeah, it is a massive game, Matt. And you mentioned you haven't seen them since Wayne Rooney joined the club. You'd like to think that their form has certainly upturned. They picked up 10 points from their last four league games. They haven't lost since Christmas. Prior to that, it was only, I think it was 9 points from the last 11 games. So they've certainly improved since Rooney has come in. We've got James Cunliffe from the Lutonian.com on the line now joining us too. Hello, James.
Hi, Matt. You doing all right?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, buddy. What are your thoughts ahead of tomorrow's clash with Derby?
Yeah, very similar to Matt's there, really. That if you're looking at games that Luton possibly could win, then you'd have to chalk this down as a potential. I think from earlier on in the season when there wasn't much in it, the obvious crucial difference is going to be Wayne Rooney and what he can bring to the party. So you don't become England's greatest ever goal scorer for no reason. So that could have an effect on the game. I mean, I hope he's kept quiet for some strange reason, but Luton have shipped goals recently. Well, not recently, they've shipped goals all season. I saw a stat today that the last team that shipped as many goals was Stockport back in the turn of the millennium. So it's not looking great on that front.
No, it certainly isn't. Will this be Rooney's first visit to Kenilworth Road? I don't think he went there with United, did he? Did he ever go there with Everton?
No, we haven't played United or Everton at Kenilworth Road in a long time. I'm actually, in a weird way, kind of excited to see Wayne Rooney at Kenilworth Road. When you think where Luton was 6-7 years ago and where Rooney was, it's almost ridiculous that a former England captain is playing a league game under the Kenilworth Road lights. So there is a sense of excitement there, but I hope that he saves his wonder goals and his brilliant passes for other games against relegation rivals, really.
It's bang on. You're right there, Matt. And James, I suppose what Matt's saying there about having an ex-England international, the record goal scorer, of course, for England and Manchester United at Kenilworth Road, on the wages that he's, of course, on that mega money deal that he signed to join Derby, does that not just encapsulate the gulf and the problems really facing Graham Jones in terms of who he can bring in when the likes of Derby can go and chuck Rooney on whatever he's on, 50, 100 grand a week, whatever it is, and that deal that he signed? But it just does show that chasm, doesn't it, between the two clubs financially?
Well, that's precisely it. And there's a financial chasm between everyone and Luton, really, at the moment. But it's no more exemplified than the current situation with Derby. Obviously, they're facing a charge and possible points deductions for creative accounting, I think it was called, wasn't it? around their stadium. And then there's obviously this deal that's managed to get them Wayne Rooney and all the circus around it, and 32 on his back, somehow circumnavigating the sponsorship rules that you can't you can't promote betting companies to young kids on their kits, but on the back they'll have 32. And whether there's any money in that record deal that they struck up with 32 that goes to Wayne Rooney, who knows? Maybe there's some more creative accounting then. But the sheer amount of money that they've been able to lose and then sell their stadium back to their own owner just to turn a profit to try and get around those rules is something that Luton just can't do. And they're not the only club, are they? There's Sheffield Wednesday that have suffered, and Birmingham have had points deductions in the past. So, it's you don't want to really see it or hear about it, that finances play such a huge part, but all too often they do, and when they don't, they're usually the exceptions to the rule and not the norm.
I think it's interesting you say you don't want to hear it, because I just think with Luton and with Graham Jones is, for the last 2 years, we've had other managers mention budgets. And I'm thinking John Coleman at Accrington, Gareth Wainsworth at Wickham, and Luton fans cringe when they say, oh, but their budget's bigger. And Graham Jones mentions the budget every week. And I almost feel a little bit sorry for him, because he's probably not quite aware how much Luton fans got wound up by it. And I just think someone needs to say to him, look, Luton fans know their budget's not that big. We all know it's not. It doesn't need to be mentioned every week, because actually all it's doing is angering Luton fans more at a time when many of them are picking holes in everything he does. So while, like, obviously the Rooney deal is an exception because of the way it happened, I just feel like Jones doesn't need to mention it as much as he does at the minute. And it would stop some of the criticism he gets, as stupid as that may sound.
Well, largely he's only answering questions from the likes of me.
It's all your fault, James, crying out loud.
just avoid it.
No, you can't avoid it, though. The thing is, I get where you're coming from. I was there in League 2 and League 1 in the conference where people didn't like Gareth Ainsworth mentioning about budgets. But you're in a whole different world when you move up to the Championship. Yeah. Luton had a bigger budget than most of those clubs. But the gulf wasn't big. And here, in this league, it is phenomenal. And you're just seeing the manifestation of all that with the way the position that Luton are in the league.
It's a tough situation, isn't it, fellas? And I suppose, in one sense, Matt, you're seeing these other players like Wayne Rooney come to Kenilworth Road, and it is a privilege to see those players. But does any part of you, and I know that you've got your thoughts on the budget and the fact that perhaps it just shouldn't be brought up, but the notion that a Derby can go out and strike a deal such as this, which, you know, James has gone into and described, that perhaps it's not a deal that should have been able to have been struck, whatever the situation was with that, but does that annoy you as a Luton fan to see that other teams in the Championship almost have that advantage to be able to do that?
No, not really. I look at Derby and the fact that they're being charged and that they might have points deductions. And while I don't think their owner comes from the owners you worry about and worry about the future of the club in, I'm quite happy for Luton to have a smaller budget, be a properly run club, not fear administration, not fear our future. Derby haven't broken the rules with the signing. I think I read that when 32 Red were negotiating contracts, they gave clubs license to be creative, to put clauses in that they want. And one of them was a star player clause, which Derby came up with. And that is what they've utilised to get Wayne Rooney. Do I like it with the whole 32 on the back, the gambling? No, as Luton do, and as Luton admirably do, we don't accept gambling money. But that's the manner of the game. I never want Luton to splash the cash. I never want Luton to put their future at risk, because every Luton fan knows what that did to our club for 8-9 years. So it doesn't anger me, no. It is the way it is. It is the way it will always be. Luton just have to be creative. Luton have to go to the National League and sign players. Luton have to look at maybe a club like Brentford and see how they do it if they want to succeed. That's fine by me. I'll let other clubs owners spend stupid money and lose 35, 40 million over 3 years. That's that's fine. They can do that.
Well said, Matt. James, I'm going to come to you just before we finish. It is Derby tomorrow, but then at the weekend, it's West Brom. They face Cardiff tomorrow. You travel to the Hawthorns, where you've not won, in three. Have to go back to April 96, in fact, for the last victory. Some great names, by the way. 2-0, Kim Grant and Boncho Gwenchev. What a couple of names they are. But West Brom, not on the best run of form at the moment, just 2 wins in 8, both of those coming in the FA Cup. Could there be a surprise sprung at the Hawthorns on Saturday?
I think you'd have to look at the result of the weekend and see if there's any joy there. Form and everything we've experienced this season would suggest there's going to be absolutely no joy up at the Hawthorns, regardless of what run West Brom are on. You've got to go up there with hope, I suppose, haven't you?
You have indeed. Matt?
Why not? This run is not going to end forever. It's not going to go on forever, sorry. We are not going to keep on losing away games. So even if it's just a point, that would be a step in the right direction, won't it?
Lovely stuff. Matt Story and James Cunliffe of thelutonian.com. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been the Luton Town Fan Show here on Love Sport. We're going to finish with a stat, because we do like our stats here on Love Sport London. And that is that Luton have earned 21 points from 28 games so far this season. Now, when you look at each of the last 14 second-tier sides to pick up that amount or fewer at this stage of the season, they have sadly been relegated. Crewe, the last team to survive at that stage, 1998-1999.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.